Lieutenant General Thomas Bostic, the commanding general of the Army Corps of Engineers, says the problems his civil works programs are facing are symptomatic of a general decline in public infrastructure spending across the nation. And while roads and bridges have gotten some political attention and funding boosts, that's less true for the water infrastructure programs the Army Corps handles. A review last year by the American Society of Civil Engineers graded the condition of the country's levees and inland waterways as D-. Dams got a D, ports fared a little bit better with a C grade.
We're seeing that day to day in the execution of our mission. The infrastructure is slipping in its ability to deliver consistent and reliable services. I'll give you an example. Since 2000, 50% increase in hydropower facility downtime has been experienced. A 50% increase in the downtime of our hydropower facilities since 2000. Since 2009, delays and interruptions have more than doubled on the inland waterway locks and dams. 16% of our dams, the USAIS dams, are categorized as extremely or very high risk, which increases the urgency for dam safety actions.
Bostic says the Corps is working to upgrade and repair its aging infrastructure, but that it's also clear that congressional appropriations won't be enough to get the job done. A 2013 review of the Corps' capital needs found it had a backlog of $60 billion in needed recapitalization projects, and recently, Congress has only been funding those projects at about $2 billion per year. Bostic says the Corps is spending those limited dollars on its most urgent priorities, but even the projects it's working on this year will require another $23 billion to fully complete.
And so to try to finish the projects we're working on, at the financial pace that these projects are appropriated, gives you an idea of how long it's going to take. So only so much can be done through process efficiencies. We're going to have to ask the American public and our businesses to work together in public-private partnerships where these alternative financing means will come from outside the federal government.
Bostic says his agency is still in the very early stages of its thinking about how to use private capital to pay for public works programs, but he notes it's not an entirely foreign concept for the military. After Congress allowed DOD to privatize the housing on its bases, the initiative was widely hailed as a success for having dramatically improved living conditions for service members without additional government funding. And the Army Corps itself has had a significant role in writing contracts for the Army Energy Initiatives Task Force, under which private companies pay for the installation of renewable energy systems on Army bases. One challenge, Bostic says, is that while many of the Army Corps' operations have the potential to generate revenue for outside investors, that's not true everywhere. For example, the agency already collects fees from shipping companies that use the harbors it maintains. It's harder to see, though, how a private company could generate revenue from earthen levees that protect giant swaths of farmland.
We have to find a way to monetize what it is we are wanting the private sector to invest in. The private sector, you know, they're great people, and they may be very passionate, want to support the government, but at the end of the day, they're a business, and they have to make a profit. So we have to find ways to monetize the infrastructure that we're talking about, and then set up long-term contracts that will allow them to accrue the benefits based on the investments they put in.
Bostic also suggested his agency would like Congress to allow it to keep more of the revenue it already generates. For example, last year it collected tens of millions of dollars in recreational fees from boaters, campers, and picnickers who visited lakes and other public lands the Army Corps manages.
We manage recreation centers. People say, why does the Corps manage recreation centers? Why do I have park rangers? Well, we have dams, and those dams are helping us to manage floods, navigation in the waterways, and many other purposes, water supply. And because we manage that, the area behind the dam is also managed by the Corps of Engineers. And in those areas, we have people that come in, they pay money, we collect the money, we turn it back into the Treasury. Could the Corps of Engineers keep some of that money? Could we work as partners with the marinas in the small businesses that are in our recreation centers to reinvest some of that money. So we're asking those kind of questions. But we're at the early stages of it.
To take another example, shipping companies pay roughly $1.5 billion every year into a fund that's supposed to be dedicated to managing and improving the nation's sea and inland ports. But Congress routinely siphons off about half of that fund each year to pay for general government expenses. The picture improved slightly this year when Congress allowed the Army Corps to retain about $1 billion of the fees it will collect. But beyond requesting more money, Bostic says the Army Corps also needs to do a better job of coordinating the projects it's spending its limited resources on. He offered the example of the levees that failed during Hurricane Katrina, which the Corps had been gradually building and maintaining for 50 years before the hurricane struck.
We were first authorized to work on a hurricane protection system in 1965. And in 2005, we had been working on that system, and it wasn't really a system. It was a system in name only. It was a bunch of individual projects that were not really connected as a system. So 50 years we had been working on that in 2005, and it was about 50% complete.
The reasons behind that delay, Bostic says, are almost identical to the funding constraints the agency is facing right now. And once disaster struck, money suddenly appeared for levee construction around New Orleans.
When there's a crisis, the priority is clear. So what happened in Katrina is the federal government invested $130 billion after Katrina. $14.5 billion came to the Corps of Engineers. And in 6 years, we did what we couldn't do in 50 years. Because we had the money up front, it was a priority. We all worked together in the interagency at the national level and local level. We made that happen. And when Hurricane Isaac hit, everyone saw what a true system does.
The Corps of Engineers believes it's proven its ability to respond to emergencies, as it did again last year with an additional $5 billion in emergency funding to deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. But the agency would clearly prefer that its primary mission not be relegated to disaster response. It touts in its official literature that every dollar it uses to build and maintain long-term infrastructure avoids about $8 in spending on disaster aid. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.